You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're talking money, and now we're talking money with women, women's money. International Women's Month, of course, still for the month of March. And we're speaking now to Fikile Mbokota, CEO of Satrix. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Good evening, Sumitra, and thank you for inviting me today.
So I read through your interesting article around women investing and women investment trends. And the piece highlights an increase in women investing, especially through Satrix Now. Take us through some of these trends, because, you know, earlier I spoke about some of the research going into how people are spending, how people are investing. And previously, women were really good at saving, but not actually growing that money.
Yes, no, you have a good point. I think in our study, in the study that we did, we're seeing an increase of women investing. So, and this is worldwide and in South Africa. So in 2023, Fidelity did a study, and they found that globally, 60% of surveyed women were investing in stocks. So they were investing and not necessarily saving. And it's quite interesting because they found that younger women were especially leading the charge with Gen Zs and millennials investing. And then I think if you look at whether there's progress or not, looking back to 20 years ago, the CFA Institute did a similar study, and they found that just 40% of women globally were investing. So that number is increasing, and it's quite positive as well. If you look at South Africa and you look at a Satrix Now platform, you find that 46% of all registrants are women. This was back in 2024. And this number is up from 37% in 2016. And I think this is great because as the largest indexation manager, it is our duty to democratize investments and open markets to everyone, including women. But, you know, there is a big caveat there in that there's also a question of how much women can invest compared to men, because there are still some gender parity issues that exist. So progress doesn't necessarily mean that there's gender financial parity.
Okay. So just looking at that trend, obviously a marked improvement there. What is driving that increase?
It's quite interesting in terms of what's driving the increase. I think it's mainly because women are starting to invest. You know, it shows a shift and positive momentum in our younger generations, really starting the process of wealth building early on in their lives and careers. And also, I think it could reflect some of key fundamental demographic shifts in our country specifically. And there was a study that's done by 8020, which reported that there are close to 500,000 more women with tertiary degrees than men in South Africa, and with over 200,000 more women currently in higher education. So that wave is not only happening, I think, in South Africa, it's happening worldwide as well.
So it's obviously education, you know, and increased financial literacy as well, because often you have the problem of a trust factor involved, and then people not knowing where to go and how to do it.
That's correct. You know, I think access to opportunity is very important, and in terms of how we reach more women, because financial education is key. And closing the gap in financial education and opportunity is very important. And tools like media, radio, print, et cetera, you know, this show, for example, are very key to financial education. We have a website, www.satrix.co.za, where you can get access to our podcasts on financial education. And, you know, there's key financial institutions that run key financial literacy programs. We're starting now with what we call Money School, where you can learn. And this is not only for women, but I think for young learners, because we know that there isn't financial literacy in schools. But children at schools can learn about budgeting. They can learn about the basics of finance.
You know, when you look at when we talk about financial literacy as well, there is a big misconception that you need lots of money in order to start investing. And that, of course, is not true.
That's correct. You don't need money, you know, to learn about financial literacy. You just need to understand a few key concepts around finances. And also, you don't need a lot of money to start investing. You know, I think on our platform, Satrix Now, you can invest for as little as 10 Rand. And I think as soon as you get your foot in the door, you're able to learn more about investing, about markets, but you just need to start.
When you look at, you know, looking at the investment trends amongst women, how far are we moving? Like, what's the geography? If you're just looking in South Africa, I mean, are we getting into all areas, or is it specific in, you know, probably a more affluent suburbs?
It is quite specific in the economic hub of South Africa, actually. If you look at Satrix Now, which is Johannesburg or Gauteng in terms of the province, which has the most representation, with 45% of all Satrix Now registrants being female. But if you go towards the outskirts, unfortunately, that number decreases. So you have the Western Cape at 18%. KwaZulu-Natal at 13%, the Northwest Province at just 4% of women registrants, the Free State at 3%, and the Northern Province with only just 1%. So there is a lot that we need to do to reach women out there.
I mean, I know quite a few women, very well educated. Firstly, a little bit reluctant to let go of that money. And then secondly, not knowing where to go, how to navigate the market, for instance. Now, when you look at Satrix Now, I mean, do you have that kind of information, that kind of tutorial, like where to go, how to do it, which stocks to buy? Would that be available for people like that?
Absolutely. I mean, there is a study that says that women are likely to save than invest. You know, women tend to be more risk averse than men, and they tend to invest in fewer growth oriented assets in their portfolios. But I think we need to encourage women to be bold and to go for growth while still considered caution, right? But also, I think information is very key. So if you go to our website, www.satrixnow.co.za, you're able to register, and you're able to, as a new investor, you're able to access or go through our access range, which is a range for beginners who want to start investing. And there you can invest in our top 40 ETF. So it's a basket of shares consisting of the top 40 shares in South Africa. You can also invest in the MSCI World, which consists of shares around the world. So that's an index. You can also invest in our money market ETF, and also our balanced ETF. If you want to learn more about the different products, you're able to access the information and read it. And there's also access to podcasts on www.satrix.co.za, where you can gain a little bit more knowledge around investing as well. So it isn't that difficult. I think we do have a lot of information for women who want to start investing.
I think the big concern is losing any of the money.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the product that you choose. For example, if you choose the money market product, there the volatility is much lower. And so you're able to, there's a high chance that what you invest in the short term, you will get back. But I think investing is for the long term. And so if you invest into a basket of shares, there is a possibility that there will be volatility. So there will be that bounciness of the market. And if you are investing in the market, that means your money will follow suit in the short term. But over the long term, there is a compound interest build into your returns, into your portfolio. And so you're able to grow your portfolio as well.
It's a time game.
Exactly.
I'm interested to know, I mean, you know, when you look at, there is obviously a big drive to get women investing, and especially on this on the stock market. But what happens to, like, when you look at the South African context, a lot of people remain unbanked. Women make up a huge part of that number.
That's correct. You know, the World Bank reports that over a billion of women worldwide still don't have access to finance at all. And as you've mentioned, that many millions of women in South Africa remain unbanked. And I think it's very important to educate women as much as we can to start banking and also to start investing. You know, I think also there's that issue of that gender pay gap that I spoke about. I think closing that gender pay gap could add $2.5 trillion to South Africa's, to Africa's GDP. You know, that is almost seven times SA's GDP. So it's very important to get women into the system. It's also very important to close that gender pay gap.
Fikile, we're going to have to leave it there. Very interesting discussion. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Fikile Mbokota, CEO of Satrix.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.